This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Well, we were all upset about the firing of Joy Reid at MSNBC. According to the New York Times, MSNBC is planning to replace Reid's program with a show led by a trio of anchors. Simone Sanders Townsend, we all know her, a political commentator and former Democratic strategist. Michael Steele, a former chair of the Republican National Committee, and Alicia Menendez. One fan posted on social media, quote, every time MSNBC has a shakeup, the Black woman solo-led show is always the first to go.
Oh, that part.
This is according to Ambassador Digital Magazine editor-in-chief Musa Jackson on Threads. Tamron Hall, Tiffany Cross, Zerlina Maxwell, and now Joy Reid. So they're calling for a boycott of MSNBC. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna Isn't miss that something? Joy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Yeah.
I love
Joy
her
was great.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah. It is great.
Mm-hmm. She's a journalist. She was making a difference.
Yeah. Definitely.
Heard about
But
that.
Yeah. It's not a surprise with the current administration and, you know. Anyway, let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other news, let's say President Trump ordered the iconic Resolute desk removed from the Oval Office for refurbishment after Elon Musk's 4-year-old son X appeared to pick his nose and wiped it on the desk during his father and President Trump's joint Q&A session about the work of the Department of Government Efficiency, we know as DOGE. According to the New York Post, X wiggled his finger around in his nostril and then seemingly wiped the results on the desk, this is a very famous desk we're talking about here. First used by President John F. Kennedy in 1961, later used by Presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack
Elon
Obama.
Elon Musk and Trump's days is numbered.
You mean because, the two of them as partners?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, because it's just as soon as Elon Musk start getting credit for something, as soon as he started giving more interviews, soon as somebody put it in Trump's ear, man, this guy right here, man, he
getting
got
all the shine.
Like you, the vice president, that's gonna be it.
And I want Elon Musk to stop demonizing government employees. Stop acting like they're doing something wrong. You're trying to fire them every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. These people work every day. What did they do wrong? Who are you? Who do you think you are?
He's rich. I told them Trump only cares about how much money you have. Do you see how he's cozying up to Putin? Because Putin is the richest man in the world. Mm-hmm. This dude got that other money. That's what Trump respects. That's why his whole front row at his inauguration was billionaires. It's who got money. That's how he judges people. That, it's nothing else.
Huh. But we couldn't take some 409 and wipe this desk down. We had to get rid of the whole desk.
Get it refurbished.
I know he done smeared way more than what this little boy done on that desk. I know.
Okay then.
Well, Trump is a known germaphobe, Tommy. Something, you know, which you can relate. He revealed in a True
Social
Post.
We got something in common?
Yeah, he's a germaphobe like you. That the Resolute desk has been temporarily replaced with the C&O desk, one of six available to a sitting president. So there you go. Yeah. You can be a germaphobe and be president. All right. Finally, this story right here. Okay. OnlyFans star Lily Phillips, who recently made headlines by sleeping with 100 men in one day, has announced that she's pregnant. Okay, that's one thing. But we don't want you to confuse Lily with Bonnie Blue, who slept with over 1,000 men in one. Oh, what?
But before you say that, though.
Okay.
What's happening?
100 men.
Yeah.
In one day. Pregnant.
She's pregnant.
So now you have an unprotected sex.
Do the math, yes.
With 100 men.
Good gracious.
I don't know who number nine was, but he should have had several concerns. And number 80, he has got to know he going to the hospital.
And what about 100? What about 100?
He obviously didn't talk to his doctor and find out he ain't having 6 months no how. Because he just said, well, let's go out in blaze of glory. That's just some damn
fool. Go out in blaze of glory.
Now, who is this other woman, Shirley?
Okay, her name is Bonnie Blue, Steve. We don't want you to confuse Lily Phillips with her, because Bonnie Blue slept with over 1,000 men in one day. So she got Lily Phillips beat.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
Physically impossible.
You would think. Yeah, you would think.
100.
And they're not doing this for money or anything. It's just for records, to hold a record, right, to get props for that. So there you go.
I got a partner named E.E.G. I promise you he wasn't in that line.
Why you say that?
Yeah, it would have been over. It would have been over. I don't know where in line he was at, but he'd have had to been number 1,000, because he'd have been anywhere up front, they would have been over. I'm just telling you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.